Well, good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to a Sunday morning podcast from Berean Baptist Church. The time is 8:05 a.m. The date is February 16th, 2014. I'm reaching down to my printer here to pull out the article that we're going to look at. I want to let you know that our goal this week is to begin live webcasting our Thursday discussions. We hope we can make that happen this Thursday. That would be around 1 p.m. And hope to come out of my study into your living room or into your automobile or place of work via live webcast. We'll be providing email address, PASTOR at, that is Alpha Tango, AT, Bravo Bravo Charlie, or BBC at gmail.com. We want to talk about issues that relate to the world that we're living in, give you an opportunity to email in and join the discussion. Hopefully we'll get to the point where we can receive calls, but for right now we want to receive emails and hope to do that this Thursday. All right, Americans embrace Bible-based films, TV shows. By the way, today's a great day for us here at the Ministry of Berean Baptist Church. For those of that you know, our staff, Joey Kellett, who is new to the pastoral staff, not new to the church staff, has been an academy teacher for several years, is being ordained tonight. He's already went through the ordination council, and we have that uploaded, by the way, and you can listen to the entire two-hour Q&A. And then tonight, we'll have a special service in which we'll lay hands on Joey and officially ordain him to the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ as a Baptist with the endorsement of Berean Baptist Church. And that'll be broadcast live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time from Berean. Recent trends in Americans' movie and television viewing habits reveal that they are drawn to Bible-based shows. It began with the History Channel's The Bible, the most watched television cable show of 2013. Did you hear that? Let me repeat that again. The History Channel's The Bible was the most watched television cable show of 2013. And I wasn't a big fan of it, quite frankly. They didn't do a great job of sticking to the Bible, but we're not surprised by that. The authors of the, or the producers rather, of the series were in fact, are in fact Catholics. The Washington Times writes, "The first Son of God is produced by the married couple who brought the Bible to the History Channel and into households across the country. That's Mark Burnett and his wife, Roma. The couple admits that they were astounded by the popularity of the television show. We really believe that people would show up in droves, but 100 million people was a big number." Burnett said of the 10-hour miniseries total audience, "Before we knew it, those results, we'd already started on The Son of God, or Son of God. Scheduled to be released February 28th is a two-hour film that begins with a retelling of the Old Testament before depicting the story of Christ." Let me pause for a minute and put my phone on mute before it rings. That would be a mess. Somebody actually emailed me in and said, make sure you turn your phone off. It's very unprofessional, and they're right. But we do a lot of things around here, and sometimes we forget. "We know from the success of the Bible series, it encouraged people around the water cooler or their own kitchen tables to start talking about faith. And that's wonderful. Really, what we'd like to talk to them about is the gospel. But I guess we'll take faith." Those are my thoughts. Additionally, two other Christian-themed films, both with big budgets, are set to be released this year. Noah, due to be released in March, and with Russell Crowe as Noah, and Anthony Hopkins as Noah's grandfather, and Exodus, directed by Ridley Scott, will be released in December, with Christian Bale playing Moses. So we've got three movies this year at a minimum to look forward to. The Son of God, that's in February. Noah is in March. And Exodus in December. Now, I said to look forward to. Maybe you don't look forward to movies, but I do. In fact, I remember as a child, or a young teenager, not really too proud of this, but to be honest, my brother and I used to sneak into movies all the time to watch them. We were broke and didn't have any money. But it was just a great way of getting in the middle of the summer in Boston, Massachusetts, to get out of the hot and into a cool air-conditioned place and maybe have a little bit of money to buy a soda or candy or something like that before it got crazy expensive. But movies are wonderful things, and I don't think there's anything wrong with movies. I believe that God gave us an imagination, gave us the ability to enjoy a narrative and to see a story unfold. Austin and I watched All Is Lost. I'll warn you, there is one obscene reference in the movie. It's unfortunate that they had to use that word. But other than that, it's an amazing story of a man trying to survive on a boat. And it really speaks to the testament of the will to live within human beings. The budget for Son of God is $22 million. Noah has a $130 million budget, while Exodus has not been released. It is uncertain to what degree Son of God will be able to garner audiences beyond those who consider themselves devoutly Christian, but the large budgets of both Noah and Exodus may help them access audiences of all varieties. The Washington Times notes that many analysts believe now is the right time for an influx of faith-based movies. They state that the opportunity for such films arise every few years. Hollywood is hungry for good source material, so it reached back into one of the original treasure troves of ancient civilization that still speaks across the centuries, definitely more than the average comic book. What a obnoxious statement. What an obnoxious statement. To compare the Bible to an average comic book is utterly absurd. I mean, it's to compare the greatest Mercedes-Benz ever to be created to a bicycle. That's kind of, maybe that's not even a fair comparison. Maybe to compare a human being to a cockroach, maybe that's not a fair comparison. I mean, the book stands alone. I mean, that's the book. It is the book. I mean, it's the Bible. Translated into more languages than anything else. Printed more than anything else. I mean, it is the book. The New American's William Jasper, in his coverage of the 2014 Movie Guide Award last week, expounded on the fact that average Americans continue to prefer faith-based films to the degenerate and violent movies mostly churned out by Hollywood. Listen to this. This is a great paragraph. The Hollywood elite, to honor the most profane, obscene, particularly perverse this year, since some of the most popular films with movie-going public over the past 12 months not only offered uplifting inspiration and clean entertainment, but also superb film craftsmanship as well. And so this paragraph makes particular reference to the irony of the Hollywood elite offering up honor to the most profane and obscene movies, while those with the greatest viewing, money-making, were the uplifting, inspirational, clean entertainment. Movie audiences are paying to see wholesome excellence, but the Academy Awards are celebrating sleazy, R-rated, politically correct tripe. Dr. Ted Bayer, founder and publisher of Movie Guide, also observes the box office sales affirm the fact that positive, faith-based, and family-friendly films continue to edge out violent, sexual, inappropriate films. This was abundantly true in 2013. For the first time ever, 90% of top 10 movies in the United States and overseas were Movie Guide Award winners, from Iron Man 3, Despicable Me 2, Frozen, Gravity, Man of Steel. Also, two-thirds of the top 10, 60%, had overt references to Jesus Christ. Consequently, Dr. Barrett noted, movies with strong Christian and redemptive worldviews averaged, listen to this number, $87 million at the box office in 2012, but movies with very strong non-Christian worldviews averaged only $21 million. So a difference of 4-1. Moreover, he noted, in fact, movies with humanist, atheist worldviews did worst, averaging only 3.66 million. So what are we to make of all this? What are we to make of all this? Well, it certainly speaks to the significance of who Christ is. I mean, that there's no question about that, that 2,000 years later, we're still talking about Jesus. And yet there is some degree in which men and women doubt the historicity of Christ or his deity or his contribution to the world as the Savior. And yet, we must ask ourselves, if he isn't who he claimed to be, why are we giving him such a claim? If he isn't who he claimed to be, why are we giving him such a claim? Why is this the case? I wonder why there hasn't been a movie about Muhammad. Well, those are my thoughts. What are yours? Thanks for listening, and have a great day.